Welcome to Display Your Vision, the Nano Lumens podcast series brought to you by Business Radio X. Nano Lumens indoor LED digital display solutions are available in any size, shape, or curvature, enabling you to create the ultimate digital experience for your audience.
Welcome back to this very special edition of Business Radio X. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor, now here with Executive Vice President of Operations for Nano Lumens. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, Mr. Gary Feather. How you doing, man?
Great, Stone. Good to be here.
So as the EVP of Operations, you are involved in all kinds of things, huh?
We accept the requirements from the sales team with regard to what the customers desire. We work through all the designs, the development, and deliver, install, and warranty the products.
So from the beginning to the end.
That's the way it is, yes.
So now, have you been involved in the display industry for very long?
I've been involved in the display industry about 25 years, going back to 1991, specifically with the DLP technology from Texas Instruments, and then transitioning to the birth and long life of the LCD TV for home and consumer applications and with Sharp Corporation.
And now we're beyond that, right?
Take it step by step, and now we're moving to very large venue, large area displays with LED display solutions from Nanolumens.
So now, can you explain the difference between LED and LCD?
Absolutely. LCD is a transmissive technology, a technology that opens and closes a little window and lets a large amount of light go through a color filter and subsequently shows you a pixel element on the display. The LED approach is much more elegant. It's a single pixel that's RGB, red, green, blue, and it lights up and emits the light that you want to see for that particular pixel as part of an element of the entire picture.
So now the Nanolumens, some of their secret sauce is kind of having a flexible display. Does that add another element to this?
It does. Nanolumens provide solutions that are flexible. More importantly, we provide custom solutions. Every display we build is hand-designed and crafted to the particular needs of the application of the customer. So whether the venue they have is retail, commercial, an airport environment, or shopping mall, they'll know that the display they get fits exactly in the space they're looking for and gives them an elegant look when it's completed.
And when you say exactly, that could mean if their display area, if they can imagine a spherical display or triangular display, it can be that flexible and that custom, right?
Right. We can wrap around corners inside and out. We are contoured to allow us to do a convex and a concave design. And as far as large area, we've done displays upwards of about 850 square feet for indoor applications.
So it isn't just like, oh, you can have any shape you want as long as it's a rectangle?
No, and the beauty of that is most spaces people have is not a rectangle, and filling the entire space gives a really impressive visualization solution for our customers and subsequently for their customers, providing the greatest value of the solution we put in.
So now when you're talking to the customer, is this something that you're having to lead them, or they're telling you, you know, from an imagination standpoint, well, what I'd really like is you can cover the whole wall or cover the ceiling, or are you telling them, you know, you can cover the ceiling, or, you know, you don't have to be limited just by, you know, what stuff you've seen before?
Lee, that's a great question because we have an experience in a number of systems, hundreds of them actually deployed. Most of the time when we meet with a customer, it's the very first display they've done in large area visualization. So they do not at that time know what the possibilities are. So what we provide them is a history of all the products we have and give them the insight so they can let their mind begin to imagine the solution that's best for them. Then working in concert with them, come out maybe initially on the back of a napkin with a solution that is really the vision they'd like to have before we finally begin the hard design of the solution that will be installed in their installation.
Now, at the early stage of this technology, are you guys kind of pushing them more, or are they pushing you more?
I think it is a joint collaborative activity. We have had customers that have done a tremendous job of innovating ideas that are completely new that we did not necessarily understand because the application they have is a specific size and shape and a particular effect they're trying to create. With that in mind, I think that collaboration allows us to lead them a short period and for them to let us better understand their needs and provide a solution that is compelling for their particular application.
Now, what's it like coming from an organization like Sharp, which is an established brand that's been around, technology firm for a long time, to coming into this more entrepreneurial startup environment for you?
There's a large transition with regard to the inertia of the company. When you're at a large company, there's a lot of inertia, so you don't have to spend your time focused on the total business. You can focus on the delta or new business. At a large company, you have the resources that are already invested and the track record with that to continue. At a company like Nanolumens, you realize it's every man on every project, specifically seeing that the results will depend on what each individual does today and for the week and for the month. So it certainly gets you much more focused on the day-to-day activities while we balance that against the development of new technologies, new products, and subsequently creating new customers.
Now, I'm hearing a term in the other interviews, intelligent display technology. Can you explain that a little bit?
In the transitions we've seen in the display industry, and you can look at this with regard to displays at home, the displays have been integrated with the processing capabilities, the sensor systems, the communication and the interaction that allowed your home television to become quite a dynamic window into the world. We could call that an intelligent, connected display. So in the same way, as we look at large area displays, there are a number of transitions that need to occur as we look at applying the same idea of sensors and communication and interaction to the displays, really building a new integrated application solution more than just a one-way visual display.
Right, because at one point the displays were, it was kind of a monologue, right? They were just telling you information, giving you information. And now it seems that the technology is there that they can react to the information that's around and give me more customized information and give me an experience that's customized to me.
The way you articulated that, I think, yes, we want the display to be part of a conversation with the consumer, not just a broadcasting solution. And as we add in the analytics that go with the display, its perception of its particular environment, knowledge about its localized customer, and transitions during time of day, day of week, and week during the year, the display can really characterize itself to be attuned very well to that situation to offer the best benefit or return on investment to the company implementing that display.
Now, when you're working with a company at that kind of level of intimacy, you're no longer a display vendor.
As we look at the solutions we're providing, we look at ourselves as a company, as a visualization company. Some of the solutions we've already provided actually did not create what we would classically think about in a video image that would be a video picture. They actually created lighting effects in those particular environments, muted images, if you will, trying to create an environment that is best aligned to what the architect, the designer, and the consumer in this case is looking for. I think the implementation in the World Trade Center is an example of that. So as we go forward, we'll see this expanded breadth in the area of being a visualization company, bringing these other tools available to our customers and implementing more of that. In general, the transition is moving pretty quickly. At this point, every display we sell, we are actually connected to that display, allowing us to do fundamentals in the area of control, communication, diagnostics, and support. So it's a matter of just step-by-step moving down that integration curve.
So I'd be interested to know, what's the impact here internally, recruiting, staffing, training, and the impact that it's had on the culture here? Because you guys, you've cracked the code on size and shape. You're making great strides on interactivity. That's got to have some real impact right here at home for you guys, huh?
Absolutely. I think you've listed them all. I don't think you missed any. All of those are the items that we focus on. But bringing talented people to bear to work the current and future challenges and opportunities that we've outlined is really one of the main focuses. However, this is a train where we're building the track as we move along. So as a company, every day we have to build and ship a display system solution on our current budget. So the value of a day is large. So a large portion of the team is involved directly in designs being completed, fabrication of material being done on time, everything arriving per specification, assembly being completed, delivery of the system and installation. So that generates the day-to-day revenue. And as I mentioned earlier, and we have to do that in parallel with the development of the technology, the vision, and the future state of nanolumens.
Now, speaking of the future state, can you share a little bit about the product roadmap?
In the technology space, we have gone from a fairly large pixel pitch solution in systems that are 6, 5, and 4 millimeters. And now we're emerging with solutions that are in the 3-millimeter space. In a large venue application, one of the largest displays is around 9 millimeters, and we'll be developing a 10-millimeter pitch solution for outdoor applications in the very near term. We shipped our first 2.5-millimeter flat rigid display that doesn't offer the curvature or flexibility at this point this last month, and then we will integrate that to a curved solution over the next 6 months. We will also move to a smaller pixel pitch, something in the 1-millimeter range by the end of 2015.
What excites you the most about this industry?
Well, it's an exciting industry because the amount of space that is available for visualization products is, as far as penetration, is very small. Having come out of the display business and in LED lighting, you look at the penetration of the products into the total market. I would estimate at this point, with regard to large area displays, all industries contributing to this space, we've probably penetrated less than about 5% of the available market. So there is a long and rich and deep set of application spaces that have yet to be populated with large area visual displays, both indoor and outdoor, not counting the actual new markets that will be created through new construction, new companies, and new development. So I think one of the most exciting aspects is we're in a market space that's growing very rapidly, and we are limited only by our own activities and by ourselves.
Now, are you finding that because the younger generation seems to totally embrace technology, the internet, mobile devices, that's leading this kind of digital visualization, especially large scale, to be in more and more maybe unconventional places, maybe in businesses that hadn't historically kind of embraced this kind of digitalization?
Well, I think it broadly fits within a range of items that have come together at the same time. There is so much content that's richly available at very good quality in almost any location that the desire to present and display that content is very high. And as you say, subsequently, the display of that content offers very good value to the provider and potentially to their customer in the particular venues. There is another area where the flexibility of what you would call soft copy versus hard copy or display versus printed material, that the half-life of printed material is probably less than a couple of days anymore, and the newspaper finds its way to the garbage in probably 15 minutes. So the dynamic nature of news and content information, promotion, advertising, and my ability to provide you what you want when you want it suggests that a display solution is the dominant direction everything's moving on. And it's in your hand now largely, but when you get to the larger venues, you want to put it into those venues and have it directly associate with that which is in your hand. So I think it's a transition in the industry with all of the available communication content and content providers that has been facilitated by the current technologies, and the youth and, if you will, millennials are probably some of the ones that will be demanding that more and more in retail, commercial, and public spaces.
Now with the interactivity of this, is it possible to, like, say I'm at a store and I see a display and it's kind of customized to my, it kind of knows what I like or don't like, is it possible for then me to then have an app or something that transfers that what I see onto my own device so I can take it with me? So it truly is interactive in that regard?
There's a logical with regard to the interaction of the user to the display. If done in a consensual basis, a large number of opportunities through applications you would download and support. It could be bringing content with you, as you said, allowing a Bluetooth connection to provide
so
that.
It could be a two-way street.
Absolutely. So you could provide the content with some other information about you or your wants and desires, and you being one of maybe tens of thousands of people that walk by a display, but you're willing to consensually provide that information and subsequently allow the display to be more aligned to those users that are in front of the display by interests, by age groups, what is most popular with that group, so you can align that. You know, a simple way to look at that in a venue might be if you thought about a particular buyer of a product. If you know a customer has bought a product, probably related products or what they're interested in. So it's a question of just trying to align the display and the content to what the consumer is interested in. And if done consensually, I think it offers value to both parties quite well.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm impressed with, both in this conversation and conversations we've had with other executives, and that is the focus on content. You get the sense that as sexy as the vessels are and will be, you guys genuinely feel a responsibility to help the client utilize them effectively and fill them with content that's going to serve their objectives and the objectives of their clients, as opposed to just, you know, go out in the world and hit them over the head with cool technology just because you can. I mean, a lot of your focus is helping them deliver the right messages at the right time to the right people, yeah?
It absolutely is, and we can go back decades. But the purpose of business is to create customers, and we want to create customers for life. And from the standpoint of the interaction of the experience of what they want to buy to the delivery of that experience and then to the support of it over time, from an operations perspective, I don't do the selling. I'm not involved in that. So I can't sell the first display to a customer, but I can certainly influence the second, third, and fourth display they buy, because they will have such a good experience on the initial display solution and the support of that solution that they'll be anxious to come back to Nanolumens for the second, third, and fourth solution.
Now, looking forward, you mentioned that some of the products are, you know, they're getting smaller and they're getting bigger depending on the need of the customer. Is there any other kind of if you look into your crystal ball, is there any new way to be immersed in the experience that you're seeing?
Well, we establish solutions that are curved, and certainly as you move past the basic focal area of the eye and into peripheral vision, display solutions that we have that are curved give your peripheral vision a certain stimulus with regard to where you're focused. Much like you've seen in some of the curved TVs in the consumer business, there are applications where you can create total environments for individuals that may, for those particular applications, be more geared on a small number of consumers viewing content in a particular way. So those are some of the transitions that we see. The effectiveness, too, of content and shape creating what would be apparent motion or apparent dynamic nature of a display, because we do build displays that are shaped like a Coke can floating above, so we can give you the illusion it's spinning around on its axis by just doing that with the content. There are a number of visual effects that create buzz, and the consumer could be excited. It is reasonable for us to look at solutions in auto stereoscopic solutions where it makes sense, so the users get a perception of a couple of depths within a display, so that would see imagery away from the display as well as imagery into the display. That's a good way to excite individuals looking at products. You can also build display solutions that have two images emerging from the same display based on where you're standing. So if you're coming towards the display from one side, you see one image. If you're coming to from the other side, you see a completely different image. So there's a number of optical solutions that we can employ as well as we work in this visualization space and as we work with our customers to determine where the value is.
So now, if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the website?
Nanolumens.com, and I encourage you to join the Facebook site as well. Regular posts and blogs there that give you an insight, probably more to what the company is with its people and a little bit less on the products, but that's a good mix because company is all about its people. We want you to get to know who we are, what we do, and how we're committed to you. And then obviously you can download PDFs of all our specific design information if you get that far into the process.
And I hear that you're open to having people tour because you have a showroom that they can see some of these displays in action.
Most of our displays are shown in the showroom at any given time. Things do move back and forth in regular upgrades. So for any customers that are interested in products, we certainly would encourage them to come to Norcross north of Atlanta, spend a couple hours with us, look at the products. We can talk about what it all means when we talk about pixel pitch and physical size and some of the stuff that sounds a bit ambiguous. But go with the premise that seeing is believing, and knowing what you want is best accomplished by seeing it. So a visit to Nanolumens and Norcross would be a real advantage to any customer that's looking at exploiting what they can in the whole visualization space of tomorrow.
Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Thank you very much.
All right, this is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will be back in a few.
Thank you for listening to Display Your Vision. Nanolumens is revolutionizing the world of digital media with our elegant, simple, and energy-efficient line of digital display solutions. Available in any size or shape and adaptable to any curvature. Find us online at www.nanolumens.com.